The federal EB-5 program has had a spotted history in Vermont. Last year, the state and federal government brought fraud charges against the owner and president of Jay Peak, alleging that the resort's developers misused millions of dollars raised from foreign investors through the EB-5 program. But at Mount Snow in Dover, a major expansion is underway, thanks to about $52 million in foreign investment that made its way to southern Vermont thanks to the EB-5 program. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
It took a little bit longer to start work here than Mount Snow officials hoped. But after more than a year of waiting, the heavy equipment is on site at this southern Vermont ski resort. Mount Snow has two projects going, with the $52 million in EB-5 funding that was finally approved late last year. The resort is using the money to expand its snowmaking and to build a new ski lodge. Mount Snow President Dick Deutsch says the benefits of the upgrades will be felt across the Deerfield Valley.
If we get open by Thanksgiving, we usually have 10 to 15% of the mountain open. Well, that can triple. So with all those added skiers in the area, obviously the restaurants will be busier, the retail shops will be busier, the lodging and bed base will hopefully continue to thrive.
The federal EB-5 program allows non-U.S. citizens to invest at least $500,000 in projects that create jobs and spur economic development. In exchange for the money, investors get a green card and a pathway to U.S. citizenship. The program has had its problems in northeast Vermont and in other parts of the country. But Deutsch says even with its challenges, EB-5 remains an important option for economic growth.
For rural areas like ours, EB-5 is so important to being able to renovate and upgrade our properties. A lot of these properties were built in the 50s and 60s, and they are in constant need of renovation and upgrade. And EB-5 is a great source of capital to do that.
The money for the Mount Snow projects was held up largely due to a high volume of EB-5 applications at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. But even with those hassles, Deutsch says Mount Snow will be applying again for EB-5 money for about 100 residential units the resort wants to build near its new ski lodge.
We've spent a lot of time in developing our network of immigration lawyers, immigration agents, primarily in Asia, and we want to continue to raise capital this way and continue to upgrade Mount Snow.
Joan Goldstein is Vermont's Commissioner of Economic Development, and she says everyone learned some lessons from what happened with the EB-5 program in the Northeast Kingdom. Goldstein says the state has staff in place to help businesses navigate the federal program. And she says Vermont developers have to make a strong pitch to compete for the foreign money.
It's very, very competitive right now. You've got major cities competing for this. You've got New York, LA, Vegas, Miami, and a lot of Chinese investors prefer some of those projects. So when you're from Vermont and it's a ski resort, you have to try that much harder.
Mount Snow hopes to have its new snowmaking system operating in time for the next ski season. The new lodge is expected to open the following year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Dover.